knocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
President Obama could do a lot here by just giving aid to the people right now when they need it. And I think as a result of that, it would go a long way with the government in North Korea in easing the tensions with the churches.
We celebrate his birth because the story of Jesus Christ changed the world. For me and for millions of Americans, his story has filled our hearts and inspired our lives.
We have to recognize who we are, beggars. We are beggars, this is true. Jesus comes for beggars. Jesus has mercy on beggars.
You want to do something out of the box? Bow your head at the words, and he became man. You want to do something out of the box? You want to do something innovative or relevant? Drop a knee at the words, and he became man.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love issues, etc.
These are some of the most beloved hymns of Christians. They are some of the most profound hymns. They deal with a matter that is the mystery that is at the center of all human existence, the incarnation of Jesus Christ and his birth. It is not only the center of human history and existence chronologically, it is the center of human existence and history theologically too. It is what makes Christianity Christianity. Christianity is not Christianity just because we believe in a triune God. It's not Christianity just because we have a certain moral code that we think comes from God that we're set to obey. Christianity isn't Christianity because we have this little baby born that we like to remember from 2,000 years ago. What a cute story that must be. No. Christianity is what it is because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because having become flesh, he took the path of the virgin's womb and was born into this world as one of us, yet without sin. And in that flesh, he reveals that triune God. In that flesh, he is there to fulfill all the promises of God from beginning to end. As St. Paul says, whatever the promises of God may be, they are all yes in Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the Son of God incarnate. So when we sing Christmas hymns, we are singing the faith of the Christian church in its essence, that this is God in flesh to be the sacrifice for our sins. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 22nd of December, and that means it's the last live Issues Etc. before we take our Christmas vacation, and we have a tradition. We're very into tradition around here. We have a tradition here at Issues Etc. that with the last live hour, we ask our listeners to fill up that hour with their answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? There are a lot to choose from. And as we have our votes for favorite Christmas hymn come in, we'll play a little bit of each, just a taste of each. We'll keep track, and at the end, we'll play our listeners' favorite according to their votes. We're also going to give away the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December to the best vote to be determined at the end of the hour. And that's the book called A Year with the Church Fathers by Dr. Scott Murray. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, but it's going to the listener with the best vote. There are several ways that you can vote. You can vote by giving us a call right now and through the next hour, 1-877-623-1037. MyIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email. We get them right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or we've left space for you to leave your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, along with your city and state, please, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So in essence, for the next hour, you, our listeners, run the show, answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I will try, if I have the presence of mind by the time we get done with an hour of this, to think of my favorite Christmas hymn and tell you why as well. Maybe we'll get a little bit from Jeff and Craig as well. Now, there's a limited pool to choose from, but there are a lot of Christmas hymns, and we'll try and play each one that we get a vote for here in the course of this hour. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. David kicks it off. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says his favorite Christmas hymn is Joy to the World, because this hymn puts to words what the angels and shepherds could have said after seeing the newborn Christ. It also reminds us of what Christ has commissioned us to do concerning his birth, life, death, and resurrection. I imagine that's really just what makes a good Christmas hymn in the first place, to talk about how the Savior has come, the Savior reigns, and that this, as it was when Christ was born, is just pure joy to the world. Just a taste of Joy to the World, one of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymns on this Thursday afternoon, December the 22nd, last live hour of broadcast before we take our vacation. And our tradition here at Issues Etc. is to ask our listeners to fill that hour with their favorite Christmas hymns and why. Michael in Natoma, Kansas, says that his favorite is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. He says, love the line, God and sinners reconciled. I love that line, too, by the way. Oh, come all ye faithful as well. You only get to vote for one, but that's a good one, too. Oh, come all ye faithful, because he says it hearkens everyone to come and to hear the good news of the birth of the Christ child. Well, how can you do better than Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which is one of those, again, that takes us right to the shepherds, right to the manger, right to the Christ child, where God and sinners are indeed reconciled. Just stands the one of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It struck me while listening to that, you think about what's coming up in that great Christmas hymn. And sometimes the best stuff isn't in the first stanza. Sometimes the best stuff is actually in the stanzas that follow. Although we usually know our hymns, especially our Christmas hymns, by their first stanza. Just think about how deeply embedded this sound theology is in your heart and mind from having sung these faithful Christmas hymns, and how indebted we are to those who penned them and those who have preserved them for us. It's really true. Martin Fransman often said, good theology sings. And this is one of those times of the church year, in all the times of the church year, when the good theology of the sound Christian faith is singing with all of its voice. Ruth in Republic, Missouri says, I love O Come, Emmanuel, because of the puzzle, the singing verses in reverse order to get a special message, Eros Cross, taking the first letter of the Latin names and making Sarkor, but flip it backwards and it is Eros Cross, tomorrow I come. It's marvelous to see how people's brains worked that made a most marvelous song, sung as a chant, then a full-blown chorus in its magnificence. Rejoice seems to blossom out of the depths of the chant. I love it, of O Come, Emmanuel, which is not only a great Christmas hymn, but it's one that the church also gets to sing all through Advent as well. Just a little taste of O Come, Emmanuel. We're asking you to answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It's Thursday afternoon, December the 22nd. In our last live hour of broadcast before the Christmas holiday, we're letting you fill that hour with the songs of Christmas, your favorite songs of Christmas. We're keeping track of your votes, and at the end, we'll play, according to your votes, your favorite Christmas hymn. And when you vote, we want to hear why. This break is a great time to call and vote, or to send us an email, or to visit our Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-MYIE. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for your favorite Christmas hymn. Remember to tell us why and give us your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and the Baptism of Jesus sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Christmas and Baptism of Jesus sermons.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out, www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Just in time for the Christmas season, we have a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our new sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 17th and 24th. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season, issuesetc.org, and click support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Thursday afternoon, the 22nd of December. Christmas is almost upon us, and in this last live hour broadcast, we're asking you to answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're giving away the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December to the listener with the best vote during this hour, A Year with the Church Fathers Meditations for each day of the church year. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us where you live and why you're voting for the Christmas hymn that you're voting for, or the same at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Michael lives in Downers Grove, Illinois. He says, of the Father's love begotten, I didn't learn this hymn until high school. Ironically, a public high school that wasn't afraid of good sacred music. So the text meant a little more to me than it would have had I been younger. I love the way that it ties together John chapter 1 and mentions how the prophets all pointed together to Christ. The doxology at the end of the hymn is one of the best in all of our hymnody, evermore and evermore. That is, I think, probably over the years that we've been doing this particular tradition and Issues Etc. of asking for favorite hymns, that's probably one of our listeners' most favorite hymns of the Father's love begotten. That's Michael in Downers Grove, Illinois, his vote for his favorite Christmas hymn, and he just loves the way that it ties together the scriptures on Christ's incarnation and ends with those beautiful words, evermore and evermore. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Emily is in Nebraska. She says her favorite is What Child Is This? It captures the power of the Word made flesh and hearkens to his sacrifice with such beautiful poetry in verse 3. Plus, the alto harmony is sublime, she says. Let's hear a little bit of What Child Is This?
Thank you.
the Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? And I think the words that she was referring to in stanza three, nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be born for me, for you. It's a very Lutheran hymn, as well as being a Christmas hymn. Jenna in Racine, Wisconsin says her favorite Christmas hymn this year is O Holy Night, especially when my husband, pastor, and another guy from our church sing it on Christmas Eve. Now, that's, I think, a lot of people's favorite, O Holy Night, whether it's the pastor singing it or Placido Domingo, a little taste of O Holy Night. First stanza of O Holy Night, that's Jenna in Racine, Wisconsin's favorite Christmas hymn among all our listeners. On this Thursday afternoon, December the 22nd, we're asking our listeners to vote for their favorite Christmas hymn and why. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page has a place for you to name your favorite Christmas hymn and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc. In Maryland, Michael's on the line. Michael, thanks for waiting.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to vote for We Three Kings. I like how the fourth stanza points towards why Christ came, suffered, sighing, bleeding, dying, and also it's fun to play on the tin whistle. Those are my two reasons for voting for We Three Kings.
All right, Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. In Maryland, We Three Kings is one of those that I don't know why it is for me, but it always kind of sparks that nostalgia for the Christmas season. And as well as having some excellent narrative qualities about both Christmas and Epiphany. Michael in Maryland likes We Three Kings. It's his favorite Christmas hymn this year. Nathan in Clarinda, Iowa. I agree with you, Nathan. I think this has actually been my favorite for a couple years. It isn't exactly a Christmas hymn. It is Christmas, but I defy anyone beyond the most skilled of singers to sing it. It's not exactly a sing-along hymn. He's a big fan of Benjamin Britten's This Little Babe, which stresses how Christ has overcome the power of evil with weakness, suffering, and humility. This is one of those songs for Christmas that is just run through with the theology of the cross.
This little babe, so cute, it's old, has come to ride for Satan's hold. All down the valley's presence way, though he himself for cold and shame. For in this week of our advice, the gates of hell he will surprise. With tears he flies,
Just a little bit of Benjamin Britten's This Little Babe So Few Days Old. Again, it's not easy to sing, but go and look up the words to that one, and it will give you a whole new perspective on a baby in a manger at this Christmas time. We're asking our listeners to vote for their favorite Christmas hymn and why. It's Thursday afternoon, the 22nd of December. Our last live hour broadcast here on Issues Etc. That does not mean that Issues Etc. closes up shop. We're going to have some great, some fantastic talk radio for the Christmas season. And starting on December 24th, Christmas Eve, we're going to have some fantastic sacred music for the Christmas season at a new website and a new internet radio station 24 hours for you called Lutheran Public Radio. The website, LutheranPublicRadio.org, bringing you sacred music for the Christmas season starting Christmas Eve. That's when Christmas starts and the season continues after that. And you'll get to hear a lot of the great sacred music of the Christmas season, the church's music for Christmas at LutheranPublicRadio.org starting Christmas Eve this year, a gift for our listeners. Now, if you want to vote for your favorite Christmas hymn in the next half hour of the program, feel free to do so. Our phone lines are open, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your favorite Christmas hymn and why. Include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and vote there for your favorite Christmas hymn. Remember to tell us why and where you're listening. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. More of your favorite Christmas hymns after this.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
163 million girls killed.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
163 million unborn girls have been aborted since 1980 because they were girls. That is the shocking claim in Mara Vistendahl's new book, Unnatural Selection. Around the world, abortion is being used to prevent healthy girls from being born. The parents want a boy. This is gendercide, the author says, and it is epidemic. More and more countries are starting to suffer from a severe imbalance of the sexes. Societies with a shortage of females, she says, have historically been violent and exploitative. They suffer from increased crime as well as an illicit sex trade which victimizes women.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're taking our listeners' phone calls, emails, and votes for their favorite Christmas hymn this year and why. It doesn't have to be your favorite Christmas hymn of all time. We don't expect you to make a choice for all time. But this year, which one is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left a space there for you to vote for your favorite Christmas hymn and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Jan is listening in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I just added this one to my favorites list today because we sang it at communion. Lo, how a rose air blooming. And my reasons are three. One, I am a gardener and I happen to love flowers, which is very not major. Two, I love the fact that this links to the Old Testament, to Jesse, and how all of Scripture is about Christ. And three, I grew up Baptist listening to some really syrupy, sappy hymns like I Come to the Garden Alone with no real Jesus in it, and this one has him everywhere, and I love the fact that it begins with just one single rose and ends in the light of glory with all the saints.
Wow. Thanks. Smartest listeners in radio, Jan, thanks for listening in Tennessee. Lo, how a rose air blooming. We have been, this must be a favorite of many throughout time, because we've been compiling music for Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season in the last couple of weeks, and we've been going through a lot of Christmas music, and this is one that comes up again and again and again, not only because it has that timeless quality to it, and it has that Old and New Testament quality to it, but because it is just great theology, great Christmas incarnational theology. Lo, how a rose air blooming. I think that recording alone made it my favorite this year. That was unbelievable. That was from Jan listening in Tennessee. She says, "Lo, how a rose air blooming." Mark says it's a Luther hymn for him. "From heaven above to earth I come." He says it covers both the birth of Jesus and what it means for us in what might seem to be a simple song at first glance. Verse 3, "This is the Christ, our God Most High, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be from all your sins to set you free." Could you expect any less from the pen of Martin Luther?
From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing.
Just the first stanza of "From heaven above to earth I come," it really gives the story. We talk about hymns having the what, but not the why. Sometimes Easter hymns do this. They tell us the what, but not the why or the wherefore. And the best of the Christmas hymns will tell us all of that. Mark in Cavalier, North Dakota says, "All my heart again rejoices. This hymn of Gerhardt beautifully points us to the Lamb of God who bears our sins to the cross, the Christian heart rejoices at the birth of this child who banishes fear and sadness. All my heart again rejoices. That's All My Heart Again Rejoices. It's a Gerhardt hymn. That's if anybody wants some of the best hymns, regardless of the season of the year, the pen of Gerhardt has produced some of the very best for all of the church year. We're asking you to name your favorite Christmas hymn and why. You can do so by giving us a call, and you get to vote early if you call 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc. Or vote for at our Facebook fan page for your favorite Christmas hymn and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Bob listens in Milton, Florida. He says, of the Father's love begotten, it's a beautiful hymn that is creedal in word, and its plain song tune contains the very moving message of our salvation from ere the worlds began to be. And of the Father's love begotten is one of those that has that, you won't hear it played in the grocery store along with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Because it doesn't sound bouncy enough for the culture. It doesn't sound like sleigh bells. It doesn't sound like reindeer paws on the rooftop. But it does sound a lot like Jesus Christ born for sinners. It does sound an awful lot like the real incarnation and the sacrifice that Christ came to make at the cross, which is why the church's music should always stand aside from the world's music. And the church's celebration of this season should always stand aside from the world's celebration of this season. Here's a vote sent to the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hi, I'm calling to vote for the favorite Christmas carol. This is Kathy in St. Charles, and I'm voting for All My Heart Again Rejoices. And I have another one that I really enjoy, too, and it is On Christmas Night, All Christians Sing. That's an English hymn, and the first one was a text by Paul Gerhardt. I just like them because they actually, or the first one by Paul Gerhardt, actually mentions the cross and his suffering and his loss, is how it puts it. And again, on Christmas Night, All Christians Sing, it does talk about our need for a Redeemer and why we should be glad that he came to earth for our sinfulness. So I just like those two hymns. Those are probably two of my favorite. And I'm looking forward to the LPR sacred music at Christmas time. And I can't quite tell if it's going to be on just at Christmas or if it's going to, the plan is for it to be on year-long. If it is year-long, I look forward to Advent next year, and I would like to put in a request for next year's Advent time, as my favorite Advent hymn is The Night Will Soon Be Ending. So thank you very much, and blessings on you during this Advent and the upcoming Christmas season.
Well, thank you very much for that vote and for the kind words about the upcoming launch of LutheranPublicRadio.org. Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington, votes for Of the Father's Love Begotten. She says, I love our Lutheran theology that teaches us all the way through this hymn, along with that little haunting melody, which is so much belongs to this wondrous mystery. Rebecca in Michigan says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, too, and one of my favorites, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, two of my favorites. I remember sitting in the chapel at Fort Wayne Seminary as a child, listening to my father sing these with the contrari. I always pictured the multitude of heaven singing with us too, and I still do. So we're taking your votes for your favorite hymn, Christmas hymn, this season. And why? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming up on a break, and this break is a great time to call and vote for your favorite Christmas hymn. You can vote for one that's already been voted for. That's fine. We're happy to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. As we get near the end of the hour, we will play your favorite Christmas hymn according to your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Unto You, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The angel can tell those shepherds and tell us, this child has been born unto you. This child has been born for you.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift before the end of the year. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2011.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
How is it that many of the champions of the Great Commission actually deny what the Great Commission says? I've written part two of the Not-So-Great Commission for the latest Issues, Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Ellie Caro writes about the uncertainty of personal moral improvement and the certainty of the external promises of God. The online Issues, Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December is a great way to kick off a new year. According to the Church Year Studying with the Church Fathers, it's called A Year with the Church Fathers. It's edited by Dr. Scott Murray, a regular guest here on Issues, Etc. It's a way to kind of find that way back into Scripture through the thoughts and the ideas and the profound theology of people who've been dead for, well, in some cases, many of them almost 2,000 years, to see the continuity of the deposit of the faith, of the faith once delivered to the saints, with the faith that is still faithfully confessed today by Christians today. It's truly a remarkable study. You can find it in the Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers. Call Concordia Publishing House and order one as a Christmas gift. It's not too late. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's called A Year with the Church Fathers by Dr. Scott Murray. Billy in Montana says, I was going through the Christmas hymns in the Lutheran study Lutheran service book, and I find that all of them are great, but as I read the words of the Father's love begotten, verse 2, and the babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. The words babe, redeemer, and sacred all in the same sentence pretty much encompasses the whole of who, how, and why Jesus came. That's true, Billy. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Montana. Way out in Hawaii, Jeremy says, what child is this? Is always one of my favorites. Nail, spear, shall pierce him through. The cross be born for me, for you. Great confession of the theology of the cross that's at the center of the Christmas celebration. Jeff, who votes via his iPhone, says, Von Himmel Hoch, that would be from heaven above to earth I come. The quintessential Christmas hymn where Luther puts the account of Luke 2 and the 18 verses there into a beautiful melody. Second on the list, let us all with gladsome voice. It speaks of the King of Kings humbling himself for our sake with another great melody. He says, thanks, Jeff, listening in Florida. Anybody who can actually type quintessential on an iPhone without running into a problem with its automatic spelling correction really has my respect. Absolutely. Let's see. Terry in Wyoming says, of the Father's love begotten, it tells the whole story of our salvation in beautiful verse and tune, and we get to stand as we honor the Trinity in the last verse, but really, it's hard to choose. I love them all. Let's see. David in Sealy, Texas says, from heaven above to earth I come, particularly how verse 6 through 15 give the reaction of the shepherds and the implications of the incarnation. All right. So that means that our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn this Christmas is Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of our
the Contrai of Concordia Theological Seminary, singing your favorite Christmas hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. This is a tough decision to make, but I think Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee, is going to get the copy of A Year with the Church Fathers. I could have given it to any number of our listeners and voters. But Jan, if you would send us your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk about a stress-free Christmas. Is it even possible? Is it something that you can hope for and dream for but never achieve? We'll talk with Dr. Andrew Steinman about why all the stress, because all the sin, is taken from us, especially at Christmas. Monday, the Christmas hymn, Once in Royal David City. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest to study that great Christmas hymn. Tuesday, we'll begin a 5-part series on Christian vocation. That means serving God by faith and your neighbor in love in all of the stations in life that God has placed you. It is a very comforting, a very freeing teaching, and we'll explore it in great depth in this 5-part series on Christian vocation with Pastor Peter Bender. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year to Christ-Centered Cross Focus Talk Radio, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also make your contribution by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Now remember, for any sized year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of two sermons that I preached, one on Christmas and the other on the baptism of Jesus, which is just around the corner on the church's calendar. Thanks for listening all through the year, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving. Listen to these words. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace by the Holy Ghost conceiving bare the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. I mean, isn't that Christmas in a nutshell? Isn't that what, the world doesn't celebrate that, because the world looks into that stable, into that manger, and just sees a cute story, just sees a young family, just sees an ordinary baby. And now they may mouth the words of our hymns, but only the church celebrates in faith that in that face, first revealed through the womb of the Virgin Mary, there in that manger, we are seeing the face of God. We're seeing the face of our Savior. We're seeing the face of our substitute at the cross. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Sunday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.